FM 90.3 WJTL. Since the world began, that's glory revealed. We will hear from the digital age, Switchfoot, classic Amy Grant, some Newsboys, and much more. And then coming up in just about 20 minutes, I will open up the phone lines for the 5 o'clock request and dedication hour. So start thinking about what song you want me to play you today. It is 4:26 and it is a busy weekend here at the Junction Center, the ultimate date night with Jay and Laura LaFoon. Here at the Junction Center tomorrow night, it gets underway at 7 o'clock, and I am pleased to introduce to you now in the studio, yes, live in the studio, Jay and Laura LaFoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's great to be here. We love coming to Manheim.
Thank you so much for coming by. I understand you came into town yesterday.
Yes, we did. We came into
town yesterday. During the winter months, because we're empty nesters, we will fly in a day early just to avoid any potential snow, any
delays.
Disasters.
We had delays yesterday, but, for whatever reason, we don't know, but there were delays yesterday, so it wasn't bad weather.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, there better not be any snow around here right now. I guess in Michigan,
there's still piles of snow.
There's still a chance of snow tomorrow in Michigan.
So did you get to take in any of the sights and sounds of Lancaster?
Today, we didn't take any sights and sounds today. We went to the Bluebird Inn.
It's a restaurant
in Cornwall, maybe?
We were recommended.
Nice.
And it was fantastic.
Oh, good.
It is one of the oldest restaurants that's been continually serving food since 1859. And it was really good. And
tomorrow we're going to go into Harrisburg and go do the Civil War Museum. We're both history buffs.
Fantastic.
We're going to take the time to do that before we're back here tomorrow night for the ultimate date night.
That's According to my wife, who's from Atlanta, we're going to go study the War of Northern Aggression.
Oh,
I do not call it that.
We will not go there.
Yes, let's not go there.
So talk about what you're doing here tonight. You're actually going to be speaking in the Junction Center at two events. And the one tonight, I understand, is with the Rainbow Youth Center.
Rainbow's Ends Youth Services.
Yeah,
yes, we couldn't be more
excited.
It's
a great organization.
Yep. Laura and I are speaking tonight at their fundraising banquet. We're very excited because we were in a nonprofit for 15 years, and we know how important these fundraising banquets are to the life of the ministry. And what Rainbow's End does with young people is just amazing, and it's a vital part of this community, and we couldn't be more honored to come and speak for them tonight. And I don't know if there's still tickets, but if you want to come support a great organization, dinner starts at 6.
You're ready for that. dinner's at 6. That's great. Yeah, and you guys have a long history of working with youth. You both worked with YFC.
Youth for Christ.
Yes,
yeah.
We were both in Youth for Christ. Jay grew up in a Youth for Christ family, so it was kind of like he didn't have any other choice. But I was actually in school in Mississippi and decided that that's what I wanted to do, was to go into youth ministry. And did not have the opportunity right out of college. And then I met Jay, and then I'm like, oh, well, here we are in Youth for Christ, which is exactly what I wanted to do. So it's kind of interesting how the Lord orchestrates that kind of stuff. But yeah, we spent 10 years.
I was 15. You were 10.
Wow. Yep. Yeah. Yep. In Youth for Christ. And
so stuff like Rainbow's End is just near and dear to our heart. And we couldn't be more excited to help them out tonight. Make a lot of people laugh. And
make them open their pocketbooks.
That's a good thing to do at a fundraising dinner, right? you mentioned about when you met Jay. I love the fact that you guys met on a blind date and married shortly after that.
We did.
Yes.
Blind date on July 4th.
Doesn't always work out that way.
She told her mother the next morning she was going to marry me. And 10 days later, I asked her to marry me. And then 5 months later, we got married.
Because my mother said you can't get married any earlier than December, because she was at a trip to Germany planned to see my brother who was in the service. So she's like, and so we got engaged in July. She said everything has to be planned before I leave. So we took August and September and got everything planned, and then we got married in December.
Yep. We were both out of college. We both knew we wanted to minister with our spouse, and we were young and hormonal. You know how that goes. When you know. It was funny because we were talking with our kids. Our son's been married now 6 years.
This summer.
They were in school, in college, when they met. And they each had one more year to go. And he said, Dad, we can't decide, should we get married the summer before our senior year or the summer after our senior year? I said, well, if you get married the summer before your senior year, you're probably going to have some financial challenges. And if you get married the summer after your senior year, you're going to have hormonal challenges.
Mm.
And he's like, I'll eat ramen noodles. I'm ready to go. So they did. And ironically, because they got married, they got more financial aid, and they actually did not have financial.
Yeah.
I mean, they still struggled, but it wasn't like ramen noodle struggle.
It must be so fun having Jay and Laura LaFoon as your parents.
No, I think they'd say no. I think they would all say no.
Dude.
We only have, well, we have a son, and he's married to our daughter-in-law who worked for us for a while, and then we have a 21-year-old daughter, and I think, you know, our daughter still lives in Michigan, and so whenever she's around and she introduces herself, and people go, oh, you're Jan Laura LaFoon's daughter. And she's like, I wish I wasn't, because everybody, she just can't go anywhere without.
We did have a lot of fun growing up.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for
yeah.
sure. A lot of fun.
But now that they're older and talk about marriage and stuff, they're like,
I love it. So let's talk about tomorrow night, the ultimate date night. And I know that you guys, this is not your first time here. You've been here a number of times. And we have a lot of people coming tomorrow night. And I think we just want to let everybody know this is a new show.
Brand new show.
I love that it's always a new show.
That's our commitment. And it's why it's so easy to come back to a place like WJTL and say, hey, we're bringing in new. We let the people know it's new. Folks that have been, they know that it's something different. Last year it was Making the Most of a Messy Marriage. And this year it's entitled He Said, She Said. So we really, it'll be all new comedy, all new content. And if you haven't got your tickets left, there's a few general admission tickets left, but not many.
So we'll be talking about communication, not because that's an issue in anyone's marriage, but, you know, we just like to talk about communication.
It's an issue in everyone's marriage, let's just be honest.
I was just joking. It's a joke.
Because men talk about facts and activities, and women talk about people and feelings. And today we were at lunch at the Bluebird Inn, is that right?
Bluebird Inn, yes.
Yes, and the women behind us, they were talking about, do you know how that made me feel? I can't believe how that made me feel. I'm just like, yep, there's the evidence. Because the men in the place were watching the ball game. So it's big difference.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about two phrases that every man needs to hear from his wife and two phrases that every woman needs to hear from her husband.
Oh, nice.
Powerful phrases that really speak to the heart of a man and the heart of a woman so that you're really able to speak something into the life of your spouse that they need from you. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. So I'm curious, what is your ultimate date night, the two of you? And you can say tomorrow night, because I know it's a lot of people's ultimate date night, but it's work for you guys.
We were just talking about this today, because we, because of our schedule and because of what we do, one of my love languages is quality time. And no, that doesn't include going to a hotel the day before we do a show or any of these work things. So, you know,
for me, and I think I would speak for you, too.
I think it's probably for both of us.
Yes. Our ultimate date is to go play golf and then have dinner afterward.
Nice.
We love to play golf, and we've got great courses in Michigan. Unfortunately, that doesn't translate into the winter, you know, because it's hard. It's hard. So we don't date as much in the winter as we should. We can admit that. But in the summertime, it's almost every week. We're out on the golf course and having dinner. And yeah. And when she beats me, it's really her ultimate date night.
Exactly. And it happens more and more often.
So what's your ultimate date night?
It's so great when you can find those things that you share. Yeah, we love to go to dinner. You mentioned dinner. And we, I love to go to a nice restaurant. It doesn't even have to be anything fancy. But I think sometimes then you're away from the house, you're away from distractions, and you can focus on each other and talk. And we love to go to the movies, too. We still do that. We still go to the movie theater. But it's nice to do dinner because then you can talk.
Right, right.
Go to the movie, go to dinner afterwards, and then talk about the movie,
too. We've got a friend, his name's Edgar, and he lives in California, and he's a marriage and family pastor. And he said, you cannot call it a date if you just go to a movie.
Yeah,
he said, because if you go to a movie, you're not talking. But if it's dinner in a movie or a movie and a dinner, then you can call it a date. And I think talking has to be involved if it's going to be a date. And they will be talking tonight, that's for sure, and laughing. Oh, tonight. No, not tonight.
Tonight. Tomorrow night they will be talking.
It's the youth. The youth.
The youth are tonight.
Rainbow's
Get it
end.
Straight. Yeah.
So I'm just curious, before we go, if you could give us just one piece of marriage advice, what would that be?
Spend 15 minutes of uninterrupted conversation every day. And I know the men are like dying right now, and the women who have young children are going, how do you make that happen? Well, You can make it happen. You have to make it a priority.
And fellas, all you got to do is just say this. Tell me about your day. And then you can let her talk. Because that's really, a woman needs to talk to process. And she needs to feel as though she's being heard to process. She doesn't want to just talk to talk. So you got to actively listen. But that's one of the strongest things you can do for your marriage. The other thing I was going to suggest or say is, if you want to have a good marriage, learn how to forgive. You know, I mean, and for those of us that are Christ followers, we understand that because we know the gravity of what we've been forgiven. So when our spouse hurts us or disappoints us, when we can learn to forgive, it's going to really strengthen the marriage.
We are talking with Jay and Laura LaFoon, the ultimate date night here at Landis Hall at the Junction Center tomorrow night at 7. And the dinner, is that sold out?
The VIP dinner is sold out.
The VIP dinner is sold out.
Gold Circle sold out, but there's still some general admission tickets.
Awesome. Just go to the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com for more information. You know, Jay and Laura, I was just thinking, there's this messy marriage that's going on right now across the pond. Maybe the two of you could go over there and settle things.
I don't follow.
Have a sit down with Theresa May.
Is it? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, it is a messy marriage.
It's a very messy marriage.
It is very messy. Well, we can help that though.
Well, yeah. Well, thank you so much
for
dropping by. This is fun. I always like when you're live in the studio, even more than a phone interview.
Yep.
Yeah. So we have a lot of great songs we could play. Let me do a quick news break. There is an old song, and I'm gonna go way, way, way back on this one. Daniel Amos, Happily Married Man. I don't know if you remember that song. That goes back to the 70s.
Yep. I remember Daniel Amos. I don't remember.
But
that.
It has more, it's a fun kind of marriage thing. So, and you guys are fun. Always injecting humor. So, I think we'll play that song right after the news. Let's do a quick news check.